Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Will Stratton, pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Maybe as with a lot of things in life, there's a lot of things going on. But then too, we can also say really there is only one thing, right? This sense of oneness. So we as sons and daughters of God, as He has adopted us through our own baptism. We are His children. So the one thing is to live in His love. If sin or something comes and breaks that relationship, we hopefully, kind of like the leper in the gospel, run to the sacrament of reconciliation, crying out, wanting to be reconciled. So that one union with God, right, that one relationship centered upon Him. Sometimes we need that reminder. So whether it's definitely Mass on Sunday, definitely maybe daily Mass, maybe it's your daily prayer, maybe even too getting ready for Lent, there is a sense of a lot of different things that you can hopefully do, practices in Lent that will help you, reminding you of this one relationship, of this one God. But in the midst of it, as children of God, God does desire us to enjoy leisure. He does enjoy and wants us to play. Wants us to feel safe and comfortable to be ourselves. Maybe some of you were at the Fighting Texas Aggie basketball game last night, right? Okay, a couple of you. I hear there's some kind of game going on this afternoon, right? You know, some of you are going to have a party. Maybe some of you are going to study. But there's an opportunity of one who is loved to enjoy the things that are around us, right? To enjoy friendship and relationships, but still in tune with, again, our God, right? God whom loves us. This is where we find our identity. This is where we find our worth. But sure, we can watch the Super Bowl. Sure, we can go and enjoy a great baseball game or basketball game. Sure, we can do a lot of different things, right? Yet it is still that one thing, right? One love of God, His one saving act on the cross that continues even today, 2,000 years later, to sustain us. And we would say as Christians, as citizens of heaven, the only reason or purpose or why we are alive is because of His life-saving death on the cross. So do we still live out of that? Do we seek to abide in that and to receive from that? Even though there's a lot of different things that are going on around us. Even today, Super Bowl Sunday. Today we also celebrate, as I said, World Marriage Sunday, focusing on marriages. Interesting enough, today, February the 11th, with the readings today of the leper and the sick, today also is designated by Pope John Paul II many years ago, a day to pray for those who are sick, for those who are maybe homebound or alienated, for those who are quarantined, for those who have been forgotten, maybe those even in nursing homes that no one comes to visit, to remember to pray for those who are sick, and even to physical sickness, mental sickness, even those who maybe are spiritually sick, especially those who are struggling with demons and other particular things in their life. Today, too, is the last Sunday before Lent. Last Sunday of Ordinary Time, so we take a break from Ordinary Time, and we'll enter into this kind of penitential time of 40 days, 40 days of Lent, as we kind of journey with Jesus in the desert for 40 days. We could say the 40 days of the flood, even the 40 years that the Israelites were in the desert from Egypt to the Promised Land. So 40 signifies a time of transformation, a time of conversion. So are we open and ready to enter into a time of conversion, a time to really kind of go back, hopefully, to this one relationship? So if you do any kind of fasting or almsgiving or prayer during the season of Lent, all of it is geared to go back to this one relationship. You can't fast from your classes. You still have to go to work. You still have to be married. You still have to love your children, your parents, your roommates. But during this time of still taking an extra amount of time, or a little amount of time, to really, again, be reminded what my identity is and where that comes from that relationship with the Lord. So do I doubt? Do I believe? How can I increase my faith, my belief, and receive God's love in that? Just real quick, I want to run through this first reading. Moses speaks about those who have leprosy. These particular laws or rules were meant to protect the whole community. Someone who was sick, to not get other people sick, should go out of the community until they are healed. And if they are healed, they should come to the priest, and the priest should recognize that they no longer have these sores and are no longer contagious and can enter back into the community or the life, right? So many of them were, in some sense, ostracized. Some of them were forgotten. Some of them, I'm sure, didn't feel any love at all. But they were pushed out. There was also, just as much as a physical presence away, they were also denied of the temple. The temple, which was the center, again, of the Jewish faith, temple where they believed the Ark of the Covenant was and God dwelled, and that they could come and pray. It was probably one of the most public places in Jerusalem. And yet they too were forbidden to come even to this place because there were so many people there and they could get other people sick. I don't know, as I was reading this, I was just thinking about the time that I quarantined just a few years ago under COVID. Hopefully nobody has any PTSD from that, but some of us might. That sense of just feeling like people don't want to talk to you or see you, or you have to go and get well first before you can come back. This sense of also spiritual leprosy, we could say, and maybe even speak more into today, basically would be the word that we use of sin, right? So just as leprosy pushed someone out of the community, even too, it's interesting with sin. When we commit sin, a lot of times, most of our sins are really kind of known to only us, maybe to some others, but many times to us. And how do we allow those sins really to separate us? Maybe sometimes unintentionally, but sometimes maybe listen to the words of the world or the evil one who says, you can't go to church, you sinned. You can't belong to that community, you sinned. God no longer loves you until you fix yourself. Those are not God's words. But yet, so delicate as humans in our own weakness and our own brokenness, we, again, as I spoke of last week, a little bit of the shame. We allow shame to pour in, to kind of maybe give us a false identity. This identity that we have to save ourselves. This identity that we have to fix ourselves. This idea that we are now sometimes stamped with this sin that we can't get out of our mind. The invitation, really, of the leper who goes to Jesus and begs him for forgiveness, and Jesus is moved with compassion, really looks and is, in our church today, the sacrament of reconciliation. How many of you, once recognizing that you have sinned, don't let it identify you, but desire to be back in community with God your Father, with your family, and with our church, and hopefully do run to the sacrament of reconciliation. Hopefully you do run and beg the Lord for forgiveness. And being able to be an instrument of the sacrament of reconciliation, I too, just in the person of Christ, am moved many times with a sense of a desire to forgive and to unbind and unchain those who come to the sacrament of reconciliation. Your sins are forgiven. You are free. You are here because you want to be reconciled. You want your relationship with the Lord to continue. And this, again, this one relationship, this one connection with the Lord, and not allowing sin, allowing this spiritual leprosy to keep us from this one relationship. Keep us from our one community, our one church. So maybe that invitation for this season of Lent, the sacrament of reconciliation, do you feel this call? Has your heart felt separated from the Lord due to a sin or many sins? Are you ready to come back, to be forgiven? And then, too, very beautifully in our church, the sacrament of the Eucharist, that we will also find healing and true identity, right? Forgiven of our sin, which is our false identity, things that we struggle with and fall into, but truly desiring to live as Christ, and we can do nothing more but to receive him, literally eat of him, eat his body and drink his blood in the Eucharist. That each week, we are able to, hopefully, our faith strengthen a little bit. Hopefully, we draw closer. That relationship with the Lord, our identity, is strengthened a little bit more as we receive the Eucharist, as we are fed by him, as we are connected back to the community, right? So that man goes off, he gets the check mark he needs from the priest, and he is back part of the community. He's able to go to the temple to praise God. He's able to be back with his family and his friends. He's able to, again, to enjoy leisure and to play and be back in the community. Is your heart longing for this community? Is your heart desiring to find this one thing? Is your heart desiring for all the other stuff in the world that's going on to be ordered to this one thing? Hopefully this season of Lent is that opportunity. Maybe wherever you might find yourself, maybe to start with the good sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe recognizing your heart is crying out there. Maybe recognizing your heart desires that communion. So community maybe first with the Lord in the Eucharist, then with family and friends and others. A beautiful gift. God desires to unite us to him. And how open are we to receive that? So, again, don't be afraid. John Paul II said, you are not the sum of your sins. Your worth is not the sum, you're not the sum of your sins, but you are the sum of the Father's love for you. Who you are is the love that you receive from God your Father. That one thing, that one relationship. So, I'll be praying for you as we begin the season of Lent this coming Wednesday. May you continue to pray for your brothers and sisters that we may seek to let go of sin, that we may seek to draw into this community of love, especially here at St. Mary's or maybe whatever church community you belong to. May you continue to grow in a community of God's love and mercy for you.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.